Right.
Mark, you already have the franchise touchdown record. Now you're about 18 yards away from being the all-time receiving yard. What would that mean? I mean, just keep adding these awards for, you know, these franchise records. What do you think that means to you?
I just feel incredibly blessed. You know, one, to you know, be a part of such an amazing organization, you know, throughout these last 8 years, and the incredible players that I've been able to, you know, take part with and play with and grow with, and you know, extremely humbling to just to be around here and to be, you know, obviously playing with Lamar all these years and how many plays we've made, but just continuing to get better, and I'm very thankful, and I thank God at the end of the day. No, I mean, I've met him here or there, but, you know, nothing's been said. Obviously, it's a big milestone, but yeah, at the end of the day, I'm always focused on the team and winning this game.
Mark, how much do you feel like the offense changed last week, or if at all, with the addition of having Lamar and guys like that back in the lineup?
I think we did a great job. I think there was some really explosive plays, you know, continuing to move the ball. You know, I feel like not stalling out. There was a couple of drives that, you know, could have been better, but, you know, at the end of the day, putting points on the board, that's what this game's all about.
Now, at halftime, you guys really kind of put the game away with those drives that you put together right after in the third quarter. What was different about the rhythm you guys found there, and what can be continued in this week?
Physicality, you know, executing, you know, all, you know, 11 guys doing their 111, as they was saying after the game, and that's what it's really all about. We have so many great players, great coaches, and it's all about executing. And, you know, this week's no different. It's going to be a tough game, great matchup. They're a good team.
Mark, obviously, we're past the trade deadline now, but at any point, like over the past month or so, did you wonder whether you're still here?
Just focused, you know, living the now, be present. And, you know, I know how much love and support this organization has for me and people within the organization, and what I bring to this team. It's a lot of fun. You know, I think the best thing about it is, you know, it's competitive, but I think we all support each other and want each other to do everything to the best of our abilities and raise our game to the next level. And I don't think you see that very often of, you know, guys kind of lifting the roof and raising each other up. And we got such a great group with all those guys, including Pat and obviously George Godsey leading, you know, leading the helm.
Mark, how much, got questions about the Rutgers, but how much pride do you take in your longevity and consistency over the course of your career?
I take a lot of care of my body. Yeah, that's something, you know, throughout the years that, you know, I've grown to, you know, kind of adapt to. And, you know, I always say, like, I feel better than I ever have. But, you know, I truly, the way I take care of my body, the things I eat, I've really never felt better. I'm running faster than I ever have. I'm moving better. And, yeah, I feel great. And that's a credit just to learning from different guys over the years of you know, how to take care of yourself when you get a little older.
Lamar getting the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, you know, getting that break coming off of injury is another one of the things. Almost, you just can become a customer, almost numb to the things that he can do if you step back in it. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's I think we do take it, you know, for granted sometimes, just how good he really is. And, you know, we're very blessed to be, you know, blessed by his, you know, presence and his game and being on the field and his leadership and all the intangibles that come with Lamar. You know, he is that guy. So very thankful for him.
Mark, when you first came into the league as a rookie, what did you envision for your career? Do you let yourself look ahead to the future and what you see it, you know, happening in your career?
I think, you know, for me, it's always been, I've been, you know, extremely hungry. You know, no matter the instance of practice, games, you know, I'm fighting, I'm clawing, I'm trying to get better. I want to win. You know, that's what it's all about, is winning. And so I've been hungry since the second I got here, and that hunger's never going to leave.
Hey, Mark, you mentioned you're focused on winning, but at any point did this idea of setting this record hit you? Did you talk about it in your tight end room at all? And if so, when?
No, nothing's been said, and nothing needs to be said. You know, obviously, you know, this is a very important game for this organization, for us, and we need to win this game. That's what's most important, and it's kind of just a cherry on top. You know, I've been able to, again, like I said, be a part of an amazing organization, amazing ride, and you know, that is by far not the most important thing that I want to have achieved within this organization.
It's going to be very, very loud on Sunday. How do you as an offense handle that? And is there a special kind of focus that's required in that?
It's everybody just focusing up, man. It's you know, being tight in the huddle, listening. You know, you've heard all the different stories about how loud it can be. And for us, it's about communication, execution.
Mark, two more for Mark. I mean, going against the Vikings in that final quarter's defense, there's a lot talked about the blitzing and how Lamar has handled the blitz. How have you seen him kind of improve over the years and when teams have tried to, you know, put added pressure on him?
He's gotten better each and every year at seeing the game, and you know, he sees the full picture of everything of what's going on, and able to get the ball out to the open guy, you know, time after time, you know, blitz after blitz, and you know, I think he's continued to get better and better, and you know, and it's tough to blitz a guy like that because of how good he is with his obviously his arm, but his feet too.
Mark, along those lines, you know, for if it's early down, late down, how much pressure does that put on you guys to be aware of?
Just knowing our game plan, you know, knowing, you know, where the hots are, you know, what, you know, the different looks that we can get, and I'm being prepared for everything. And I think that, you know, credit to them for how good they run this defense and the chaos they try to make. We're going to try to do our job to the best of our ability.
Thank you, Mark.